memories I hate the most. Hola, soy tu host, Paola Marisan. Bienvenidos a nuestro fourth episode of our third season of our podcast bilingüe, ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Ya no quiero que llores. In a phone conversation with music journalist Catalina Maria Johnson, we learned how to identify Latinx music. Ya sabes, the unique sound of the instruments, el ritmo y el compás. How our música has influenced and changed over the years, como algunos géneros de música are being revisited by the artists of the newer generation, and how music crossovers like Korean pop or K-pop and música en español is being created more often. Escucha nuestra entrevista and dance to this episode's musicians, a Cuban band called Cima Funk, jazz mixed with hip-hop from the Colombian Mabiland, and bilingual New Jersey-based Mexican-Dominican Ambar Lucid. Listen.
If you are Latin American, South American, North American, even from Spain, or you're in the United States, Latino, Latinx, you've grown up with, let's say, your parents and your grandparents and your aunt's music, like maybe the cumbia, maybe norteño, maybe folkloric. Then you might have grown up with some other music, and then you've grown up in the contemporary context, no matter where you're from. You're growing up with hip hop, maybe, or with other kinds of very contemporary beats. And probably even you're likely not to have liked your parents' music or your grandparents' music, except, you know, it was something you danced to at weddings or you heard at the house, and it's home. But it's very much the story of, let's say, Los Lobos, who were like a rock and roll high school band. And then, because they're Mexican-American, one of their mother's birthdays, they decided to learn some mariachi, like mañanitas, you know, for their mother. And they found out it was really hard. It's like, whoa, this is hard. It wasn't like easy. And it was sort of music that they'd kind of dissed a little. And they were like, this is great. It's hard and it's great. And they started to mix it into their rock and roll and became who they are, rock and roll, R&B, Mexican-American, California. And I think that happens to a great extent with all of Hispanic, Ibero-American, Latinx music. You have these roots that shine through, whether it's electronic. And sometimes those roots are not just musical, but the ideas. So you'll have somebody like El Lado Negro, who grew up in Florida, is now based in the Northeast, I think New York City, and is Ecuadorian American, and he's very much experimental electronic. But you would say, well, where's the Ecuador? Well, there isn't, but there's the whole concept of being an immigrant, the son of immigrants, and that comes through in a lot of his philosophy in his performance art that accompanies his electronic music and in the lyrics and in the perspective. You know, one of them was I'm Young, Brown, and Proud was one of his songs. So the roots shine through in many ways, more than musically.
I was talking to my colleagues and I was kind of explaining to them how when I was growing up, I grew up in the Dominican Republic, so bachata used to have this really kind of high-pitched guitar playing, and you always knew what bachata was because you couldn't hear the dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, you know, when they used to do that. And then for me, like, I love salsa, and when I grew up in Puerto Rico, I listened to it a lot, and when I was younger, it used to have this really long solos, either, like, the singer or the band, you know, one of the band members. So for you, is there a genre that stands out of how much music has changed throughout the years?
I think almost everything is getting revisited by the 21st century. A punk band, Mariachi Bronx, came up with their version of mariachi. So that's one, I think, but I think that's happening to everything. But if you look at Son Jarocho, which is from Veracruz, Mexico, it's always accompanied, besides the music, it's always accompanied by very dramatic footwork on a slightly raised wooden platform, like dancing. It almost, people say, well, it's not exactly like flamenco, but you know, you get that very, very, very percussive. It's an instrument. It's a percussion. The dance, which is called zapateado, is a percussion instrument. Well, that music kind of came together in Veracruz when there were African enslaved persons and there were indigenous musicians, and then of course some kind of European, usually Spanish. It's kind of a mixture of that. But then at some point the African drum was forbidden because it was, you know, the talking drum is a real thing. There was communication that happened through the drums. So it was forbidden. And in fact, this music was actually denounced to the Inquisition, like in the 1700s. They said, this is the music that incites to lewd bodily movements, like dances, and it's the preferred music of mixed people by that mixed race. But so what happens is when the drum gets forbidden and this music is on the church's radar for being immoral, the percussion went to the feet. So the dancing evolves out of not being able to use the drum. So it's like, oh, yeah, well, we can just use our feet to percuss, you know, to add the percussion to the music. So that kind of what you're talking about, music being forbidden or being even like not considered proper, if you will, led to the modification of the music itself.
Mira, niña, pero si tú quieres me voy pa' la tuya.
Si tú quieres yo me voy contigo.
Mamá, si tú quieres yo voy pa' la tuya.
Dile.
Ya se acabó la fiesta. En la calle no hay nada. Pero tú estás pa' cosas y yo no estoy.
There's a big kind of Chicano Hispanic wave, but it's more like the arts and dancing, more than music, in Japan. So there's always interesting things coming out of Japan. But right now, there's a band called Minyo, M-I-N-Y-O, Crusaders, and they just put out an album, or they're about to put out an album, that is called Echoes of Japan, but it's mixing folkloric Japanese rhythms, okay, with Hispanic Latinx. They bring in not just Latin, but also African, Caribbean. So yeah, all kinds of fascinating things are happening like that. I think an artist that is really going to create some waves, one is a young woman called Amber Lucid. And Amber Lucid is from New Jersey, and she's Dominican, Mexican-American, and she's only put out a series of singles. She's self-taught. She's very young, 17 or 18. Taught herself to play like the ukulele, the piano, and the guitar. Quit high school in her last year to devote herself to music. Has an amazing voice. Sings basically in English, but mixes in just a little bit of Spanish into some of her songs, and has an amazing voice. So Amber Lucid, I've been listening a lot to. Also an Afro-Colombian, I wouldn't say hip-hop artist, but there's definitely some hip-hop, definitely some reggae. Very contemporary. Her name is Mabiland, and her album 1995, it's been on repeat. Some amazing. And from Cuba, a band called Cima Funk. They're amazing. They just, Cima comes from Cimarron, who are escaped enslaved persons. So Cima Funk is, they're Afro-Cubans, but they do this like incredibly funky, danceable mix. It's kind of Afrobeat too. And there's more, but that's the three that come like top of mind.
El paisaje apesta, el vecino en fiesta. Trato de no recordarte, mi cuerpo protesta. Nunca nada me afecta como tu afecto me afecta. Y ahora soy Mr. Robot con cafeína inyecta. Te miré así como si quisiera matarte porque odié la forma tan profunda en la que llegué a amarte.
Gracias por escuchar. You can find the links to all feature artists on our website, quepasapodcast.com, where you can also subscribe to our newsletter for exclusive content. Our next guest is rock band Migrant Kids. This is Que Pasa Midwest.
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
Que la vida son momentos, que debes dejar fluir, tocar.